You can phone us today as well. It's 0116 251 1049. I'd like to introduce you to someone, if you don't mind. Her name is Julie Bradshaw, and she is our Something for the Weekend guest, where we'll go through a bit of your life, Julie, if you don't mind, because you have had a very interesting life so far.
I certainly have.
I'm not ending it just yet. You have more. You can carry on with it. That's fine. Let's just round up some of what you've done before. When did you first meet water? I'm not talking in the washing sense, obviously.
Well, I first started swimming when I was around about 6 years old. I had lessons up in Blackpool by a wonderful teacher called Mrs. Cheatham, and it all went from there. I was always good at many sports, but particularly swimming. Then it was about when I was 13 years old that I got involved in what I would say long-distance swimming, outdoor swimming up at Windermere. And from there, I've just never looked back. 35 years with 20 world records.
Which is an incredible feat for, you know, I mean, just in any way that you look at it. Why did you choose long-distance swimming in very cold water compared to shorter distance swimming in warmer water with chlorine?
The longer the distances, I was always better, and the colder the water, I could withstand the cold water. It's a case of when you're out there, it's swimming against the elements. In a pool, you've got all the turns, all the people, whereas when you're in outdoor waters, there's just that you against the elements, and like freedom, it's wonderful. You can just, I just tend to go off in my own little world and swim for hours on end.
It's, but do you have to get into that? People would call it a zone.
Definitely. Yeah. It's a zone. It's about, it's the focus. It's almost as if, you know, you're tranced out. So when I'm swimming, people say, how do you manage to swim for 5, 6, 10 hours? And so it's about going into my zone. 1 hour after about 4 hours becomes like about 5 minutes, because I'm in my own world, just relaxing, going through the stroke, going through the rhythm.
And what sort of zone is that? Because you could look at the zone as being like a sort of slightly meditative thing, couldn't you? But I can imagine that if you're exerting yourself, then being in that kind of meditative state wouldn't necessarily be a good thing, because you'd be far too relaxed. You've got a job to do at the end of the day. Can you switch your brain off enough if you sort of mean to do that?
Yeah. Well, it's about having the motivation as well. Yes, you can go swimming and be in the zone, but you've got to have the motivation. And before I start a swim, I know in my mind that I've already completed it, if that makes sense. I've set my goal and I've already achieved
this
objective.
This is visualisation, isn't it?
Visualisation, yeah. Definitely. I mean, I apply that to anything I do in life. I've always seen it done before it's actually happened. You know, looking on the positive side of things and seeing it's already happened.
Mm. That's really important, because, you know, this year, obviously, we've been hearing a lot about sport with the Olympics going on. And some of the things that I was hearing from these athletes and the techniques that they were using are things that we use in our everyday life. Mm. And that is visualization, because people are told when they're coached for going to job interviews that actually if you visualize yourself within that position already, how are you going to fit that role? It's the same thing, and it's just a recipe for success, really.
It is, and it's always proved very successful for me. As I say, I started long distance swimming when I was 13. I'm 48 now, and still doing swims. I mean, last year I swam around Manhattan Island on Butterfly. I did my solo English Channel swim 10 years ago on Butterfly. I'd first swam the Channel when I was 15 years old.
You swam Butterfly across the English Channel?
I did. I hold the world record for swimming it.
That's amazing.
Well, it took me 14 hours and 18 minutes back in 2002. There was one other lady who'd achieved that feat before, a Canadian, and I was pleased to say I beat her record by 9 hours.
Good work. So 9 hours?
9 hours. Well, she'd done 23 hours, so...
Right, yeah,
it was...
That's
a fantastic. Great day.
What an amazing feeling. But saying that, though, and apart from the amazing feeling, you know, you do it for many reasons. I imagine
That's
winning
right.
is a large part of it. the achievement of doing it is fantastic. But have you any time to actually take on board that achievement, first of all, before your legs give way and you fall into a crumpled heap after finishing a swim like that?
Well, I've never fallen into a crumpled heap. I mean, in fact, when I got on the boat after my Butterfly swim, my dad was asked, saying, sit down, take a rest. And I'd been, obviously, in the flat position for 14 hours. I just wanted to talk. And it's always been commented how sort of full of life I am after the swim. In fact, I think I had about 2 or 3 hours sleep when I got home, and I was up bright and early the next morning. Felt it a little bit later on. But it's a great sport, and I've always been able to use my skills for good purposes. I've raised thousands of pounds for charity over the years, and obviously for the last 10 years I've been supporting Rainbow's Children's Hospice in Loughborough.
What? I mean, it's an incredible thing to do. You also run Get Set for Success.
That's right.
Which I mentioned about the similarities between some of the training that athletes use and some of the ideas that can take us through life as well. And you've basically turned that into a business as well. But I mean, this is inspirational stuff, as in, you know, you're using what you know now to inspire others. I wonder whether that goes back to your first experience of swimming, when, you know, you said to me that you had a particularly good coach for swimming.
Yes, a teacher. When I was at school, called Mrs. Cheatham. She's still alive. She's now, I think, about 94. So, it was a great experience. It's very, very important to have a good experience. And so many people give up things because they've had a bad experience. And for me, people used to say, well, I'm sure your parents must push you to do that, you know, to swim. How can anybody be pushed to swim for like 10, 20 hours on end? I wouldn't be doing it now if I was pushed. It's a motivation that comes from within, a desire to achieve and obviously use my skills for purposes like charity.
Mm. And so you learnt that, first of all, you enjoyed swimming.
That's right.
You know, and secondly, someone was making it fun for you.
That's right.
That is the way people learn, isn't it?
It is. I mean, in schools, the teachers that get the best out of students are those that are fun and can put that learning across in the best style.
Mm. We were talking to John earlier, who's a reenactor as well.
Yeah,
it's the same thing. You can see the passion, and if you can see the passion, you can get inspired by it, and you get inspired by it, you get the impetus to kind of move with it and actually do something and motivate yourself into doing it. It's easy to find yourself in a little bit of a rut.
Yeah.
And you having done the same thing, you know, swimming wise for a very long time, how do you stop yourself falling into that little rut?
I've never really fallen into a rut with my swimming. Like, the word that came to mind when you were talking then was the word passion. For me, it's a passion. I would, even if I didn't have any record swims, I would get up in the morning or sometime during the day and go swimming. It's part of my life. It's a very, very big part. And I would, you know, I wouldn't know what to do without it, really. It's great just to go in that water, that feeling, that invigoration. And as you say, like, to, you know, just to pass on things to other people as well.
Mm. Well, Windermere will still be there, I imagine, so there'll still be opportunities for you to do it. Tell me about Mariah Carey and Hero. Why have you chosen that song? Why is it special for you?
I've chosen the song because in it she says there's a hero within us, and that's very, very big for me. Like, in my business, I inspire people, and I believe that everybody has got all the resources within themselves to achieve whatever they want in their lives, and it just resonates with me completely, and that's why I chose it.
Sage advice from Julie Bradshaw, who's chosen Mariah Carey and Hero. My Something for the Weekend guest. We'll be back and talking more after this. Mariah Carey and Hero on BBC Radio Leicester, the choice of Julie Bradshaw, who's my Something for the Weekend guest in the studio. An award-winning, but I mean an actual record-winning, in fact, swimmer sitting opposite me here. We were talking about the other things that you've got going on in your life, because you said, well, there isn't really a typical weekend for you because you're so busy.
Always so busy. A typical weekend for me would comprise obviously going swimming and obviously walking my dog, Molly, who's a rescue greyhound. But example, last weekend I was down in Dover for the Channel Swimming Association dinner, because I'm secretary of the association. My life varies so much because I'm also a borough councillor, and as you've already said, I run my own business, Get Set for Success. So I'm a speaker, trainer, coach and therapist. So I do a lot of things, but I enjoy them.
So when you do, you know, in your world as a counsellor, you are no stranger to getting up in front of people and talking, for a start, being as you coach public speaking as well. What are the tips for people that have to do a speech of some sort? Because it doesn't matter who you are, everyone has to do something at some point in their lives where they have to get up in front of people. And it's one of those things that makes the hairs on most people's, you know, necks stand on end when they even think about it.
Well, it's supposed to be the number one fear in Britain is actually public speaking. When I go and give my motivational talks, I just, you know, because I'm passionate about my swimming, I get up there, and yes, I am always nervous, like everybody probably is, before they speak in front of something. And it's just about believing in yourself and just forgetting what's around you and having a good content as well and making it fun.
Believing in yourself is very easy to say. It's not quite so easy to do, though, is it? It's one of those things that... It's probably pivotal, isn't it? It's central to what you advise people in your Get Set for Success story, because if you've got faith in yourself, then that breeds confidence, and if you've got confidence, then you can pretty much pull off anything.
Yes, it's about that inner self-confidence, and it's a thing that you can actually build on. And like within my business, I obviously have clients coming for life coaching and working through different aspects of their, let's say, issues, and we can overcome that. I use a lot of neuro-linguistic programming, which is, for want of a better term, sort of reprogramming people's minds and emotions, etc., and helping them to move forward. I find it a very, very powerful tool. In fact, interestingly, one of the things I use, a visualization thing for my swimming, is something that I use very in timeline coaching with a client. It's very, very successful. In fact, yesterday I had a client from a couple of weeks ago who just sent me a nice email saying how things had moved on wonderfully in her retirement. So great stuff.
That's fantastic. Yeah, it must be lovely to hear that.
It's always nice. That's the rewarding thing, when you can hear that people have moved on, or like in the case of when I coach channel swimmers and open water swimmers, they've actually achieved their dream. And
amazing.
It's an amazing journey.
How do you deal then? We've talked about success and your whole thing is getting set for success. How do you prepare for failure?
Failure, that's an interesting word. There is no failure, only feedback. I'll give you an example. In 2000, I tried to swim the channel on fly. I'd done a horrendous 18-hour swim in Windermere, which was awful conditions, and pulled my arm. 3 weeks later, I was in the channel going great guns, but unfortunately, my arm started going again, and I had to abort the swim 3 miles off. Now, for me, that was the first time in my life I'd never achieved a swim. But it was also a big learning experience, because I didn't see it as a failure, just an incomplete swim, and I was able to take the learnings from that and move forward. And in fact, I was able to start relay swims as well, which I've made many records on. So there's always a reason for everything. Taking that incomplete swim, not as a failure, but as a learning.
So it's almost like spinning it, where the previous you may have, you know, if you're going through a process, then where the previous you might have turned around and gone, oh, I can't believe I failed that swim and it was only 3 miles off and it's ridiculous. You actually turn it round to somewhat of a positive.
That's right.
And allow yourself to meet your expectations, because you change your expectations.
Well, change it around, look back, you know, what happened, how could I have done that even better? As I say, to learn from it. It's like Thomas Edison, the guy who made the light bulb. Somebody said to him, you know, you'd failed 5,000 times before making that. He said, I didn't fail. I just found 5,000 ways of how not to make that light bulb.
Brilliant. Let's hope we don't find 5,000 ways how not to live a life.
That's exactly.
Julie, how lovely to meet you. Thank you
very much.
Send a love back to Molly the dog as well.
I will do.
Have you got another swim that you're actually preparing for at the moment? I can imagine that surely this is downtime for swimming at the moment.
Well, I'm still swimming, but obviously not outside. Yeah. I was hoping to do the River Humber on Butterfly this year. The weather scuppered the chances but that's for next year. And I've still got a Just Giving page. If anybody out there wants to sponsor me, they can go to my website, which is getsetforsuccess.co.uk. Click on there, and grateful for any donations for Rainbows.
That's fantastic, and a great cause as well. So listen, thank you very much for popping in, Julie. Okay. It's lovely to meet you. Good luck with that one when you actually
thank
get to
much.
Do the Humber next year. And thank you very much for being my Something for the Weekend guest. Let's take some music. This is actually new. I don't know whether you've heard...